Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Gimel, and we are starting about halfway through the Amud with the words Taman Taninan, Rav Meir Omer, and in the Vilna Sources Daf, it's on Beis Amud Beis, about two-thirds of the way through the Amud, and today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Gemara was discussing Shitas Rabbi Yossi, who does require a Hanacha to happen in order to mechayev a person for Yitzah on Shabbos. It's just that Rabbi Yossi holds Mahalach Kemeniach. As a person walks, it's as if they're standing, so it's like he put it down, even though he might have not physically put it down. And now the Gemara is going to ask on this. Over there, we learned in the Mishnah of Maseches Krisus, Rav Meir says, "Im ha'isa Shabbos v'itziyoi." If it was Shabbos and he brought it out, he's going to be chayev another thing. Now, this Mishnah refers to where a person could be chayev four karbanis chatos for doing one thing. He was tamei and he ate chaylev of a karbon, which was nicer, and this was on Yom Kippur, so he's chayev four karbanis chatos. He's tamei and he's eating kachim. He also ate chaylev and he ate nicer and he ate on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah also says that he's chayev in asham because it was kachim and he was over me'ilah. But the main focus over here is the four chatos that he's going to have to bring for this one act of eating chaylev. Now, Rav Meir just added on that if it was Shabbos and he was mitzi it from Rishus to Rishus while he was eating it, so he's going to be chayv a fifth chatos. Now, Amru Loi, they told Rav Meir, ain't a shame. That's not the shame. That's not the same exact iser. Shezeh chayv misha mahalach, vezeh chayv misha meiniach. This one's chayv cause of mahalach, and this one's chayv cause of meiniach. Now, money Amru Loi, says the Gemara, who's this Amru Loi? Anytime we have an Amru Loi to Rav Meir, who's the one that's saying it to him? Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi. So that means that Rabbi Yossi asked on Rav Meir. And if that's the case, machav shitas is Rabbi Yossi. Turns out that we have a steer in the to Rabbi Yossi. Taman loy avra mahalach kemeniach. Over there, Rabbi Yossi is not treating mahalach kemeniach, meaning that Mishnah increases by the fact Rabbi Yossi told Rav Meir that the person is not going to be chayev for Yitzah on Shabbos. That means he doesn't treat mahalach like meniach, because if he did, then the person wouldn't be chayev for Yitzah on Shabbos. But v'kai avra mahalach kemeniach. Over here, like we discussed extensively yesterday, Rabbi Yossi does treat mahalach like meniach. So it's a steer and sheet to Rabbi Yossi. And on this, on Rav Yudin answers, Tifter, we could explain as follows. We're referring to a totally different case, and the person is not actually walking at all. So it's not a discussion of Mahalach Kemeniach. Shahaya Mutal al Skupa, this person was standing on this Skupa. He was standing on the threshold of the door in his Rishus HaYachid. Miktsas Bifnim Upiv L'chutz. Part of his body was inside, but his mouth was outside. So his mouth was in the Rishus HaRabim. Upashat Yadav V'natal V'achla. He stuck his hand out and took this piece of Chelev and ate it. V'arei Lahilech. He didn't walk at all. In other words, really, this guy was in the Rishus HaYachid with his head stretched into the Rishus HaRabim. He picked up the Chelev, put it in his mouth. Now, according to Rav Meir, it's considered moving into the Rishus HaYachid from the Rishus HaRabim. Once it reaches his throat, that's called Beis Habliya, and it's at that very same time that he's chayiv for the other four Yisurim as well, meaning he's chayiv for eating chaylev once it hits his Beis Habliya. So that's where Rav Meir says that all these chayuvim are happening at the same time, and Rabbi Yossi is just arguing that the hanacha doesn't happen when the chaylev reaches his Beis Habliya. It's only once it reaches his stomach, and so therefore the chayiv of Shabbos of making a hanacha in Rishus HaYachid from Rishus HaRabim only happens once it's in his stomach, but the chayiv of eating chaylev happens slightly beforehand once it reaches Beis Ablia, and that's why Rabbi Yossi is arguing with Rav Meir, and it's nothing to do with Mahalach Ka'imid, and so we don't have a stira in Shitas Rabbi Yossi. On the Gemara on top, the Gemara tells us from Rabbi Yanai says, Bal chatzi zayis v'kiyoy v'chazer u'baloy chayiv. If a person swallowed half a zayis of chaylev, then he spat it back out, which means he was able to somehow cough it up out of his stomach, and then he re-swallowed it, he's going to be chayiv, because this is two half kazesim, and so he's over. However, hichnis chatzi gregaris v'chazer v'yitzia pater. If he was in the Rishus HaRabim and brought in half of a gregaris to inside and then brought it back out, he's putter. We don't combine those two. And the question is, ma beinol ben kadmiyoso? What's the difference between this and the previous case of eating chaylev? Why, when he eats the same half a gezas of chaylev twice, is he going to be chayev because we're going to combine those two to be a full shear? When he takes out the same half of a gregaris on Shabbos, he's not chayev. And the answer is, tamon nenechicha begezayas. Over there, when he ate the chaylev, his chaych, his palate, and his throat enjoyed and benefited from that gezayas. He swallowed the first one, and that's very enjoyable. That's the act of eating. And when he spat it out and then swallowed it again, that's another full act of eating. He enjoyed that as well. Even though it happened to have been the same piece, he enjoyed both acts of eating, so he's chayev. From Hocha over here, Loinus Asa Begregaris Shlema, he's not dealing with a full gregaris of food. He took half a gregaris here and the same half a gregaris there. It's not a full gregaris of food, so he's not chayev. And Omar Biesi continues by telling us, Ba'am Shumas Asik Begregaris Shlema Vu Potter, sometimes he could be dealing with a full gregaris and he'll still be Potter. Hey, Chavida, how's this work? Haitzi Chatzu Gregaris, let's say he took out half a gregaris. Vinicha, he put it down, and he went back to take out another half of a gares, and he didn't have a chance to do the hanacha yet on the second half, until the first one got burned up. That's a case where he's dealing with a full gares, but he's potter. And where do we get this from? This is just like the case of chaylev that we're comparing it to. It would be the same exact thing. If a person ate half a gezayis of chaylev, and after b'chdei achilas pras, he ate another half a gezayis, he's potter, because because it's like the first half was already burned up due to the fact that now it's already past Kedei Achilas Pras. It's the same thing here. Bring out half of a Gregaris on Shabbos, and then before he was able to bring out the second half, the first half got burned up, so it's dealing with a full Gregaris, but he's going to be Pater. The Gemara continues to discuss the Isra of Aitzah, and now we're going to bring in another type of Rishas. We had said in the introduction to the Masechta that there are multiple Rishuyas, but the main ones we're going to be focusing on are Rishas Ram and Rishas Hayachid, and here we bring in another one, which is called a Carmelis. And this is a Rishas, which is technically in between Rishas Hayachid and Rishas Rabim. It doesn't fit the conditions of either of them, and often throughout the Gemara, it's called a Rishas that's challenging to use. Halachically, one is not allowed to bring from Rishas Rabim or Rishas Hayachid into a Carmelis, or vice versa. However, if he does do so, he's Pater. So now the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Hamaytim Rishas Hayachid or Rishas Rabim, a person is bringing from his Rishas Hayachid into Rishas Rabim, derech Carmelis, through a Carmelis. Chayev, he's still going to be Chayev. Even though, as we just said, if he would bring it from Rishas Hayachid and place it down in a Carmelis, and then pick it up and bring it to Rishas Rabim, he'd be Pater. Over here, simply walking through the Carmelis is going to be Mechayev him. And where do we get this from? Mina Matzi L'Achrov. From a case that we're going to see in a moment that's called Matzi L'Achrov, carrying something that's behind him. Mina does, referring to the following. This is a Mishnah later on in the Masechta. Hamaschavel Hoitzi L'Fanov, Ubaloi L'Achrov, Pater. If a person intends to carry out a bundle in front of him, maybe slung the satchel over his shoulder, and he intends for it to be in front of him, but it ended up swinging behind him and he carried out like that, he's Pater because he didn't do his intention. It's a Davar Shein Eschavin. La'achrov Ubaloi L'Fanov, if he intended to carry out behind him and it ended up swinging in front of him and he carried out like that, Chayiv is Chayiv. And this is not a steer, it's really two separate Tanaim. But what we do see from here is that if a person intended to be mighty something, La'achrov, he swung the satchel over his shoulder and it was behind him and he intended to carry it out like that and he successfully accomplished it by carrying it out behind him, so he would be Chayiv. Now, in that scenario, the Gemara asks, if is it possible that in between him and the wall, there's not going to be a Carmelis formed for a very short amount of time? Namely, when the person is walking out of his house with his satchel behind his back, there's a very short amount of time where he's very close to the wall of his house, and that means the space in between his back and the wall of his house is a Carmelis. It's a very small amount of space. It's not a Rosh Hashayachid, but it's not a Rosh Hasharabim. It's like we have two walls over here. The wall of his house and his body is considered like a wall. And so in that very short amount of time, it might even be a split second, it's like he's carrying this satchel, which is behind him. And that means it's in between his back and the wall through a Carmelis. Because again, this area formed by his body and the wall of his house is a Carmelis. And still we see he's Chayiv. It must be if a person's Maisim Rosh Hashayach Rosh Hasharam Derech Carmelis, he's Chayiv. However, Amar Rabbi Yisrael says it's not a Raya. Tifter, we could explain as follows. Shayu Panav Hafuchas L'Kaisel. That his face was actually facing the wall. It's not that he was walking out of his house like a normal person does. He walked backwards out of his house, and Umasoy La'achrov, his bundle was behind him, and Ubekach Yotza Masoy Tchila, in this way, his bundle is actually first, and there's never a Carmelis formed. Meaning, he walked out of his house backwards, the bundle was behind him, and that means the bundle never went through a Carmelis, because it was always behind him, and actually the bundle reached the Rosh Hasharabim before he himself did. And so there's no Raya. Now the Gemara tries to ask on this answer by saying, Rav Chiya bar Abba ba, kumi Rav Mana, v'zulay derech haitzahi. This is not derech haitzah. Walking out of a house backwards, carrying something, is not the normal way of carrying, and we know a person's only ever malach if he does it in the normal way. However, there's an immediate response. Amar Lei, Rav Mana told Rav Chiya bar Abba, then it actually is normal to do this. Shekein, katfayo umnaya avdin kein. Expert porters and movers, they will do this. They'll actually walk out of a house backwards, carrying something on their back, so it is a very normal thing to do, and so we stand strong that we do not have a raya from this Mishnah that if a person carries something derech a Carmelis, he would be chayiv. We continue discussing this via the Amrada. Where is it that this was said? Meaning, where do we see that if a person carries something from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hasharabim derech a Carmelis, he'd be chayiv? The Mar Vacha, Vacha said in the name of Rabbi Yasha, who said b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, hamati oichlim unusan al gabi skupa. If a person's mighty food from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hasharabim, but he had placed them on the skupa on the threshold as he was being mighty them. Now in that case, the only reason why he's potter is because he had placed them down on the skupa first. Now, a skupa lav karmelisi, isn't a skupa threshold considered a karmelis? Yes, it is. And therefore, the only reason why in that particular case a person's potter is because he had placed the food down on the skupa first. So this is like what we had said before, taking from Rosh Hashayachid, placing it down in a karmelis, and then taking from a karmelis and placing it down in Rosh Hasharabim. So even though he's not allowed to do the lechatchila, he's still potter. But if he had not placed it down on the skupa, he had simply walked over the threshold, he walked over the skupa carrying it, he's chayiv. So we clearly see that carrying from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hasharabim, derech a karmelis, this is skupa, is mechayiv a person. And on this, Dalet Amud Aleph on the top of the Gemara tells us, Ubayish l'Rabbi Yosi d'loy amar min garmei, Rabbi Yosi was embarrassed or he was upset that he didn't think of this on his own. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this idea of being mavim rishus l'rishus, derech a karmelis, for now. now, everyone should have a wonderful day.